Good morning, podcast listeners. Welcome to episode 3 of the Fiber Love Podcast. Now, let's get started. How is everybody? I hope everybody's had wonderful 2 weeks. It's been 2 weeks since I recorded, so I want to go ahead and get right into it. The first week, I was actually getting ready for a trip that weekend that I was supposed to record. I was going to San Felipe in Baja California with a couple of coworkers, and I was gonna record the night that I came in, but I got home like around, I actually didn't get home till late. It was like 7, but I was so tired. It's about a 4-hour drive into Baja California, and it's a very long ride. After a certain point, I think after we cross Mexicali, it's about an hour and a half of nothing but desert. And I know that doesn't seem like too much, but it was pretty... Sorry, there's a big truck coming down my street, and they announce it to everybody that they're coming by, so I hope you guys didn't hear that. Hold on a second. Sorry about that. Anyways, so yes, it's not a long trip, but I think what made it like it took forever to find civilization was the fact that we were running really low on gas. And I told my coworker, my friend, I told her right after we crossed the border, and I kept seeing gas stations, I told her, you know what, maybe we should stop and get gas. And she kept saying, oh, no, we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll get gas when we get there. And I didn't think to mention that I knew that it was going to be desert for quite a while, and I figured she knew. I was totally wrong, and we were basically on fumes when we got to the gas station. When we finally saw the first gas station, it was pure relief because there's nothing, and we couldn't get phone reception, which made it even worse because there was nobody we could call, because some of our friends were already at San Felipe and had been there since the night before. And the easy thing to do would be just to give them a call and they could drive out half an hour and bring us some gas, but we couldn't call them because we didn't have phone reception because it's all desert. But it turned out well. We got there, we checked into the hotel, and we went straight to eating some fish tacos by the beach. It was wonderful. It was so pretty. It was about a week ago, and I still can't get over how awesome a time I had. We ended up spending our time just shopping, you know, looking at souvenirs and things like that, doing the tourist thing. And then later on, we ended up going to another friend's place, and they actually had rented this treehouse looking thing, and there's like a whole, it's like a lot, and it's full of these tree houses. That's the only way I can describe them. And then it has stairs, and you climb up there and you set it up with tents, and that's where you sleep. And then downstairs you have a section where you can do carne asada, and you can park your car, and you can, and it's right by the beach. It's like literally 25 feet from the beach. You can walk to the beach, and it's beautiful. It was so awesome. So we went there, and my friend and her whole family was there, and they invited us and had us for drinks and beer, and they paid a live Mexican band to play for hours. They were playing for hours, and they were playing dancing music. Yes, I forgot what I was talking about. Yeah, so they played for hours, awesome music, we were dancing, and I mean, we barely knew these people, and my coworker got asked out to dance, and I mean, nobody was dancing. They were the first couple on the quote-unquote dance floor, which is just a little piece of section of concrete, and they were just dancing. It was so much fun. I enjoyed myself immensely. Sorry yet again. Okay, hopefully that'll be the end of those distractions. And maybe next week I will be recording from my room. Anyways, excuse me. So yeah, we had a blast. We had a blast. The only problem was we ended up, I didn't, but my coworkers ended up drinking a tad too much, and they wanted to keep going throughout the night, but they crashed as soon as we got to our hotel room. Both my coworkers crashed, and they had kids, so they were tired. And I said, you know what, we can keep going tomorrow, even though we were only going to be there for that night. We were going to be leaving the day after. I'm like, you know, we can still have fun tomorrow. But yeah, so it was a great time. I really recommend going to San Felipe, and it was inexpensive. It was not expensive at all. So I do recommend you guys, if anyone would like to go to San Felipe, please have at it. So, yeah, that's part of my distraction. From knitting. I had taken my Skyla sock to knit on, but I think I got maybe four rows or four rounds done on it in the car, because I definitely did not knit on it while I was, you know, out partying, quote unquote, you know. But I didn't get much knitting done during my trip. I should have. I took my knitting magazines along. Oh, and my coworker's little sister, who's 18, I mentioned to her that I knit, and she was like, "What? You knit? Oh, that is so cool." She really, really thought that was cool, and she said that she had knit part of a scarf on two pencils. And I looked at her and I said, "Oh my God, that is so cool." She kind of looked a little bit embarrassed. I'm like, "No, that's like what being a knitter is all about. You knit with whatever you have." And she kind of laughed, and she was flipping through my magazines that I had taken, my knitting magazines that I took to read, and she flipped through them. She was asking me questions about them, and I told her she was reading a spinning magazine, Spinoff, and she was interested in that, and she goes, "You do this?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I spin." And she just looked at me dumbfounded, and she goes, "Wow, that's just not something you hear every day." And I told her, "Well, no, but it's interesting to do. It's just my thing." So that was really fun. Anyways, I'm gonna stop talking about all the fun that I had, and let's get into some knitting and spinning and a lot more crafting. So, let's go ahead and talk about knitting. The first week that I was supposed to record and didn't, I had originally named that podcast, "Where Has All the Knitting Gone?" And that was because I was planning to podcast that week, but, you know, of course, other things got in the way and I didn't. And I hadn't knitted much that week except for those couple rounds of the Skyla sock. And I haven't picked it up since, unfortunately. I kind of put my Mondo Cable Cardi away. I was kind of bored, I'm not going to lie. I didn't know what else to start knitting. I was afraid I was going to fall out of love with knitting. I was like, "What? I don't want to knit? That's crazy." So I decided that I was going to pick a pattern, pick a yarn out of my stash, and just start knitting. So I decided to go with this sock yarn that I've had in my stash for quite a while. And it came from a sock yarn club. And it's a very pretty red with purple and white. It kind of reminds me, I was thinking about it, and I was like, this kind of reminds me of when I would go get frozen yogurt with my brother, and I would fill it up with blueberries and strawberries. Like, I would just jam-pack the frozen yogurt with fruit. And it kind of just reminds me of something like that, like strawberries and blueberries. So it's a very vibrant color. It's variegated. Okay, I found the name of it. It's called Knit Fit Knitting Footsie Abby Sock, and it's 480 yards in a skein. And the colorway is called Victoria. And it was, oh, I remembered. It was actually a Twilight theme sock yarn. I can't talk, I'm sorry. It was a Twilight themed sock yarn club. And this particular colorway was called Victoria. And it's very pretty. I liked it. And I had it sitting there forever and a half, and I didn't know what to do with it, especially since it's only one skein. I wanted to make something other than socks, and I didn't know what to make out of it. So I finally decided that I was going to make a shawl, and I went on Ravelry, and I filtered into anything with this amount of yardage for this particular yarn weight, and I wanted a shawl. And the citron, the citron. I think it's called a citron. Maybe you guys correct me if I'm wrong. It's very pretty. I like the way it's coming out. Today I was into the second repeat, and I realized I am short two stitches in the ruffled repeat, and I was deciding on whether or not to rip back and find them or just add two stitches, because I decided not to put in a lifeline. And I really didn't decide not to use a lifeline. I forgot to put in a lifeline. And I thought about it. I'm like, wait a minute, how did I make my first shawl? Oh yeah, I had a lifeline. So I think I'm just gonna add the two stitches and put in a lifeline definitely this time. But it's coming out really pretty. I'm not a big fan of pooling, but I like the way it's pooling because it, like I said, it reminds me of fruit. So, and I love fruit. Who doesn't love fruit? So yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and just add the two stitches, put it in the lifeline. It's coming out really pretty. And oh yeah, so the citron, let me go back to that because I am on Ravelry. So it's called a citron, Citron, by Hillary Smith Callis. And I'm using US 6 needles. They're the interchangeable needles by Knit Picks, the options. I love these needles, and I think I mentioned that in one of the other podcasts, and it's going very well. So that's all I have for knitting right now. I did go out and buy some lime green yarn. It's Plymouth Encore, and I think it's 75% acrylic and 25% wool. And the reason why I chose that is because it's going to be a beanie that I am making for a friend of mine. And the beanie is this Tyrannosaurus beanie, and it has spikes on top. And she really liked it. I had the pattern. I can't remember. It's in one of the knitting simple mag Simply Knitting magazines, I think. I think it's in that magazine. But yeah, so that's what I'm gonna knit on, and I'll let you guys know when I start that, and I'll give you the name of the pattern and everything. But yeah, that's what I'm gonna start doing as well. And I had originally tried to use something for my stash for that beanie as well, but it just didn't work out very well. And maybe I'll just talk about it when I start it, and I'll save it for my next podcast. But for now, that's all the knitting that I have. I was gonna stop knitting the citron because I didn't know what to do with the whole two stitch things, but I'm just gonna add them and keep on trucking. All right, let's get on to spinning, and I have plenty of that. All right, so spinning. I did quite a lot of not spinning, but spinning related things. I still have the same thing on my Ashford, which is the same Sisal and merino wool yarn. I haven't done much on that. But what I ended up doing was washing and wacking and drying some yarn. And what I ended up doing was the well, I had a hank of what I'm gonna call the orange fiber because I lost the label, and I remember looking it up at the time, and it was something somebody got me on a knit swap. and it was from an Etsy owner, and I'm so sorry that I don't know who it was, but it's very pretty. I'm pretty sure it was 100% wool. I think I had talked about it, and the fiber, when I was spinning it, was a little bit felted. It was a little bit difficult to draft as I was spinning, but it ended up working out in the end, and I got about an Aran weight yarn, and I decided to wash it, and I whacked it, and I let it out to dry, and I actually decided to ball it up as well. That way, when it came to wanting to knit with it, I didn't have any excuses. So yeah, I decided to use a makeshift Nostipin, and I can't even remember what I decided to use. Maybe, I don't know what I used something. I can't remember what I used, but my hat's off to people who make their cakes of yarn with a Nostipin, because that took forever. Maybe I was doing it wrong. I YouTubed a couple videos for it, and it took me such a long time, and that was just the Aran weight yarn, the orange fiber. I managed to ball it up, and I think I got, I know that I wrote this down, I got, well, I can't find where I wrote down how much I had, but I think it was about a little bit less than 180 yards, and I decided that I'm probably going to make a beanie out of it, otherwise I'm going to have to use that with something else in order to make something bigger, because I don't have very much yardage out of it. But it's very soft, very pretty. I love it. I can't believe that I made that. It came from my own hands. So that's pretty awesome. I also finished another yarn that I was making on a spindle. That was my very first bump of fiber that I bought. And it's called, by Lue, it's L-O-U-E-T, I think that's how it's spelled, L-O-U-E-T, and I'm looking right now, hand spun, it's in my stash, it's called Pink and Beautiful in my stash. I did manage to get about a fingering weight yarn, I think, maybe a little bit heavier. It's an 80-20 merino silk blend, and I two-plied it. I Andy and plied it, and the only thing about that was that it was kind of when I Andy and plied it, you have to make a bracelet, and it goes around your wrist, and I have, you know, hair on my wrist, so whenever I would ply, it would pull, and it would pull little hairs off my arm, and it hurt, so I was getting a free wax job or something. That was pretty interesting, but, so yeah, that's what I ended up doing with it. It came out really pretty. I really, really like that, because it has little tiny flecks of white here and there, and it's shiny, it's so pretty. And out of that, I got about 380 yards, so I can make something a little bit bigger with that. And I was actually thinking of mixing that with something else, so I can get like a shawl out of it, maybe. That'd be pretty, I think. So yeah, that'd be awesome. I'm not quite sure yet what I'm gonna make, but it's finished. I had left it plying forever and a half in my stash, and I decided, hey, I have this podcast, I can talk about it, that'll give me an incentive of finishing something. So yeah, so I picked it up, finished plying it, and it was funny because my mom looks at me and she goes, isn't that why you bought your spinning wheel? And I'm like, well, yeah, but you know, it was kind of hard to explain to her, well, I can't, you know, just unwind all this and ply it up on my spinning wheel, and you know, it's be just as much time to just ply it up by hand on my spindle. You know, it was hard to have to explain that to her, but yeah, so I finished doing that, and believe it or not, I still want to hand spin things. I still want to use my spindle, so I haven't been out to buy any fiber. I've been trying to be good, because as much as I love to buy yarn, can you imagine if I started buying fiber? I've only bought 1 4-ounce thing of roving of fiber myself. Everything else is I've gotten in swaps, and that's kind of scary. I mean, I have not a ginormous amount of yarn, but enough to where people think I'm crazy. And can you imagine if I started buying fiber? Oh my god. Well, it's gonna happen sooner or later, so it'll happen soon. I'm gonna go buy some fiber, and I'll start on that. So as of now, so I went ahead and washed both handspun hanks of yarn, and they've been whacked and they've been balled up. And my respects to people who use Nostipins, because I don't think I ever want to do that again. I will definitely invest in a ball winder and a Swift, because I am not doing that again. All right, guys. Well, that's all I have for spinning, I think. I hope. If not, I'll save it for my next podcast. Now, I don't have any sewing whatsoever. I haven't sewed. I think I just had this little bug to want to sew, but I haven't sewn since, which is sad. I've been moving around a lot this couple of weeks. I usually have a lot of time to do my crafts, but, you know, and then I had this event at work where we had this little party for all our referring clients, and you know, I had to be there and greet and check people in, and then we had a little after party ourselves, and so yeah, and that kind of ran into my time on Friday. And then yesterday I unexpectedly had to work, because I generally don't work on the weekends, but one of my coworkers needed to be off on Saturday, and I kind of just helped her out by working half day for her. So that's why I haven't been doing much other than working and not knitting. I wanted to thank Calendar Girl from the Brass Needles podcast. She mentioned my podcast on hers, and I had a little spike in subscribers, so that was really cool of her, and I really, really appreciate it. You should really go listen to her podcast. It's the Brass Needles podcast. It's a really, really good podcast. It has a lot of fibery and knitting related content on it, among other things. She's really, really cool. You guys go listen to her and leave her good iTunes reviews, because we all appreciate those. I haven't gotten any. So that's all I have for this podcast. Sorry it was kind of lacking in spinning and knitting, but I promise to have a little bit more done next week. We'll try to get myself a little bit more organized and get a little bit more going here. But for now, you can find me on the fiberlovepodcast.blogspot.com for the show notes. You can find me on, you can email me at fiberlovepodcast@gmail.com. I'm Xmas Angel at Ravelry. And please come join the Fiber Love Podcast group on Ravelry as well, and we're also on iTunes. So for now, please join me for next week. I hope you guys liked my podcast. Please leave me comments, notes, feedback, emails, anything you guys love. I appreciate all the few comments that I've gotten and the few amount of feedback that I've gotten. Please keep it coming. That really, really helps me out a lot. All right, guys, I'll talk to you later. Bye.